whether you want to
buy, buy, buy.
In a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market. Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
Here we go. It's hour number 5 of the G-Bag Nation and your one chance to compete against your fellow Tolos for the best take of the night at 877-881-1053. That is right. It's time for the 6 o'clock sound off here on The Fan. So fire up your best take and give us a call. What do you think of the Cowboys coaching search, if you can call it that, their situation with Mike McCarthy? How about these Dallas Mavericks getting the win last night? What can they get done now without Luka and Kyrie? Texas, Ohio State coming up on Friday night. A lot of things you can sound off on. There are only a couple of rules here in the sound off. Number one, you got to bring it.
Oh, I can't hear you. Sound off like you got a pair.
Yeah, the second rule of the 6 o'clock sound off is you only have 30 seconds. Ooh. And the third rule is, can't tell you, but if you violate it, you'll hear the dial tone. Okay, and the hint is we are doing just fine. Let's go around the room and sound off best you can on this Mike McCarthy storyline that really was advanced in a meaningful way this morning with David Moore in the morning news, and then some speculation that maybe the Cowboys have been sniffing around behind the scenes the last couple of weeks about possible coaching candidates out there. But that's about it. Moore saying that Jerry and Mike met, and then afterwards the Bears were informed their request was being denied, and he said both of those things are meaningful together, but it's not a guarantee. It certainly appears that Mike McCarthy's coming back, though. What do you think at 877-881-1053? I'll take it. I'm at peace with it, Brian. How about you?
Yeah, I kind of feel sorry for Mike, but he's going to have to probably negotiate this deal, but Jerry's probably going to ask him for some concessions here, maybe some of his coaching staff, and I know how important his staff is to him, so kind of feel sorry for him in that way, but here we are, and I totally agree with David Moore. I don't think this thing is over. Mike McCarthy is going to have to make a decision, and we'll see what that is probably here in the next couple of days.
I did see Clarence Hill at 4:42 said Cowboys assistant coaches are now officially free agents. So those that want to continue to work can and be paid as at-will employees. All coaches are out of the office until Monday. So I guess maybe that is good for some, and maybe they wait around in limbo. But if they do say, hey, I'm not waiting, maybe they do have the opportunity to go ahead and sign with another team. I think if I were another squad, I'd be calling Al Harris immediately. Hey, what are you thinking? You want to stay and wait in Dallas, or do you want to come over and be my maybe even defensive coordinator?
Yeah, I was wondering who would be a commodity on this staff. I guess Al Harris would certainly be one of those names for sure.
Did San Francisco fire their special teams coach?
They did.
Maybe Bones
Fossil.
Yeah, maybe so.
Bones doesn't want to detach himself from Butter, though.
Well, yeah, maybe not. Right, you're right. That San Francisco kicking situation was awful. But you never know. I mean, you don't know what Mike's situation is.
I know how important this Super Bowl is to you guys, and Wolchuk, let's get it from you. Do you think if Mike does a 5-year deal, there's a decent chance that they actually get the job done?
No, I don't. Absolutely not.
I admire your self-awareness and understanding of the situation.
Yeah, it's just you hired him to do that, to get you over the hump. You've had 5 years to do so. Did he bring more consistency than you got from a winning perspective? 100% he did. I think that Mike is probably viewed unfairly by a lot of us here in Dallas because he hasn't been able to get the team over the hump. I think he is a good coach. I think there's a lot of teams in the NFL that would take what he's given you. But for the Cowboys' standpoint, it goes back to what Bobby's talking about. And if you catch the latest Love of the Star, what's the standard here?
Yeah.
The standard's been lowered.
Yeah, it was a great take.
And it's sad. And a lot of that has to do with you have an owner and general manager that won't just get out of his own way. He's too stubborn to change anything.
Yeah, and I do think another big part of it is, you're dealing with a quarterback whose accuracy and anticipation downfield. I mean, you have to be able to make big plays, and you continue to put him in a situation where the protection isn't great, the run game isn't fantastic, and you're asking him to be the difference maker. I don't think Mike McCarthy is even close to the biggest issue when it comes to trying to get a Super Bowl done, but maybe he's not enough of the solution. Let's go to these phone calls here, Brian. We'll take them all. We'll vote on which one we like the best. That'll be your champ.
Yeah, I had a real quick question. I don't know if it's quick or not.
Yeah.
And I was asked this morning, or I brought it up on the break. Do you think the Cowboys are built to win the division but not built to win the conference?
Yeah. Yeah, I think they've proven to be very competitive and really dominant in the division. Now, a lot of that has to do with there hasn't been good quarterbacks. That might be changing now with Jaden Daniels if he's able to be prove that he's actually consistently good. But, yes, I think they are built to win within the division. And that's the start. They've always said that.
Yeah.
To get into the playoffs, you've got to win the division. They've proven they can do that. But then what now?
Right. Maybe that's, the playoff drought, or, you know, that they're just not built to move on.
The modern social media influencer has introduced everybody to the concept of engagement farming, and it makes so much more sense if you look at how the Cowboys approach building a roster as doing enough to get all of the eyeballs but not making any risky moves that could take, you know, our medium to long-term relevance away. You know, and I think that's exactly what it is. It's just trying to make the playoffs. Once you make the playoffs, you can get all of the mind share you need and all of the attention you need from the media, and enough of your fans believe this is going to be good enough. I'm buying in for this, you know, magical carpet ride that never comes to fruition. Okay, Sports Hodgepodge coming up here in about 20 minutes or so. Let's go to line one here in the Sound Off. Nick in Dallas, you're in the Nation. Go ahead. You have the floor, sir.
Man, we have got to be the biggest laughing stock of the league. This dude is treating Mike McCarthy like he's another player coming up for another four-year deal. He's treating it like Dak's contract, CD's contract, just how he's going to treat Micah's contract. Well, I just waited it out. You know, we got a storm coming in, so Mike, I might get back with you Monday. Biggest joke I've ever heard in my life.
Yeah.
He declined the dude's interview just for him to not come back. I mean, nobody said, like, for sure he's coming back yet. He's a human being. Treat him as such. I mean, it's a load of crap. I mean, I'm not surprised. I'll tell you this. Signed to another five-year deal, going to get another 5 years of Jerry and Landman. That's all.
Appreciate you, Nick. In Dallas, it opens a line at 877-881-1053. Yeah, I definitely understand the frustration that everybody's going through here. I think that Mike had to have heard enough that he'll say, yeah, I'll eventually do a deal with you, or I don't have any other options, so I'll take whatever you're going to give me. I think this thing is just about signed, sealed, and delivered. The disappointing part of that is that they don't want to take the opportunity to go try to find the perfect head coach that could take them to the next level because they just don't have enough respect for the position.
I think Mike's doing this for his coaches if he does it. I really do. I think Mike is to a point in the time of his career, does he want to beard, does he want to work? Sure. But I think he's really trying to do it for these assistants because he knows maybe they won't have opportunities elsewhere as well.
Okay, Dusty is on line two in the 6 o'clock Sound Off. Go ahead, Dusty. Sound off like you got a pair.
Yeah, we got to think long and hard about the way Jerry Jones has been forever. He's very loyal. So Mike McCarthy, kids have been here 5 years. He's coming back. The kids are going to be able to graduate from school here. He's going to stick with him. Jerry wants the shock, so he's going to say what's happening right before the playoff games start. That's just a given. And don't be surprised if you see some crazy stuff. They need an OC. Who is the next guy that is out that's a good football mind? Aaron Rodgers.
Aaron Rodgers is OC? Wow.
Something crazy. Him and Mike won a Super Bowl together. It's something crazy.
Speaking of sounding off like you got a pair, Dusty, thank you so much. Did not see that take coming at all.
It's a crazy idea. I kind of like it. It's off
Rogers,
the wall. I mean,
Rogers,
I don't think it happened. But
In his Pat McAfee interview, they asked him about him being around football. He says, you ain't seeing me anymore.
He's done.
He's
once
done.
He's playing. Yeah, I can see him wanting to ride off the sunset, and he just doesn't even watch a football game again.
Yeah,
that's your opportunity to maybe trade up.
But
if you're wanting to trade in, you know, you figure out where Aaron Rodgers is going, and if it's the New York Giants, you know, maybe they don't want to take a quarterback. I think that could, you know, that a move like that could make some sense, obviously, if the money's right. Let's go to line three. Roy in Irving, you're in the G-Bag Nation. Go ahead, sound off like you got a pair. Did not have Roy there. Okay, at 877-881-1053, let's go to Rodeo Ron on line four. Sound off, buddy.
Jerry Jones, go back to 1989 when you had a set of grapefruits the size of Texas and you bought the Dallas Cowboys, which led to 3 Super Bowls in the 90s. Hey, you're no spring chicken no more. You're 82 years old. You don't have much time left. So it's time to go in your wife's purse, find those green fruits once again and bring in a hungry coaching staff like you did in 89 with Jimmy Johnson. And remember one thing, if you're not sounding off on 105.3 The Fan, Drake and Jim B with Rodeo Ron, where the hell you at, baby?
There he goes, Ron. Well said. And yeah, you know, that's the Jerry Jones that I think would stop at nothing to bring you a championship, because he knew back then the Cowboys needed to win to be relevant. You know, at that time,
money.
The most successful teams in the NFL made the most money.
Yep.
And he changed that equation over the last 3 decades.
We will win. We must win. Win is the name of the game.
Yeah.
Where'd that guy go?
He was up to his eyeballs in debt.
Yeah.
He had to find a way to get this thing back on track.
You know, and he had to figure out a way for his league partners for them to be the most entertaining product, win, lose, or draw. And he figured all of that out and helped oversee the NFL not only take over Major League Baseball, but also, guys, the NBA was a more popular TV product there coming off of the Magic Johnson and Larry Bird time. The NFL wasn't as close to what it is, you know, today when he took that over. So in a lot of ways, you have to recognize his genius. It's just so unfortunate that it, you know, for whatever reason, hasn't involved more championships for the Cowboys. Chris in Midlothian, sound off like you got a pair, buddy.
I agree with everything that these other callers are saying. What's getting me is Jerry, nothing to take from the guy. He had a lot of success early. But here's where I get confused. This deadlines make deals thing, we're always talking about how deadlines make deals. All his deadline deals have done for us in the last 15 years is put us in a cap situation that we can't handle. This coming from a Dak fan here. I love Dak Prescott. I think he's a great quarterback. $60 million, right? And we're going to do this deal with Mike McCarthy. He's already the second lowest paid head coach in the league. I mean, what are we doing here, Jerry? Like y'all said, he's no spring chicken anymore. It's time to move on, man. Where's the Jerry of 89? Where is this, I'll do anything to win? Well, no, we get the Jerry of, it's a 365-day-a-year soap opera, and that's all I care about. That's all I got, guys.
Well said, Chris.
Thank you.
Appreciate your thoughts. And
no lies detected.
None.
Yeah.
Except for the Dak is great thing. That's a little overstatement, but.
Yeah, market setting money for an actually great player would be awesome. And line six is Dominique. You're in the G-Bag Nation 6 o'clock sound off. Go ahead, buddy. Take it away.
What's up, fellas? How y'all doing, man?
Dom. Call that's going to wrap it up here. Is it Chris in Midlothian? Is it our guy Rodeo Ron? Is it Dusty? Or is it Nick in Dallas who was frustrated with the ho-hum approach to the offseason? I think I'm going to give it to Dusty there, who somehow threw in Aaron Rodgers as OC. Didn't see that one coming.
He's been dipping into Aaron's stash a little bit. Give me Nick.
All right. Lucius?
The guy before Dom was pretty darn good. He made some good Chris. Sense. Good callers tonight, by the way. Great callers. I like the energy. Nick in Dallas, though, pulled out the Jerry Jones on us in the middle of a conversation. Take some guts to do that on the radio, fam.
It does.
We'll check.
I liked Nick, Ron, and Chris. I'll go with Chris. I like the deadlines make deals argument there.
I think they do that to just maximize the amount of time that the media has to talk about it.
Yes.
Yeah, it's all about the conversation, keeping the team in the news.
Brian?
Poo-poo platter. Nick is Nick's my guy.
Congratulations to Nick in Dallas. He was first up, and he set a high bar that nobody could overcome. He's your 6 o'clock sound off champion. Okay, a little sports hodgepodge coming up next, Chief. What's in store?
Yeah, we got some basketball leftovers, living the Costco life, and the number one place that people are getting their butt kicked these days, next in the nation.
Yeah, buddy, welcome back, Nation. Segment here is brought to you by Cars for Kids. Donate today, carsforkids.org. It's brought to you by the Frankels. Life's unpredictable. Accidents happen. If you or a loved one is injured in a car or truck wreck, call the Frankels. Get a free consultation, 214-817-333-3333. Hit frankelfirm.com, and let's hit a sports hodgepodge now with the Chief.
Okay, so the NFL has a contingency plans in place that would potentially move Monday night's wild card game between the Rams and the Vikings to Arizona. Because obviously with the fires that are taking place in California right now, that could throw a wrench into the LA home game plans.
They've done this before. They moved the game, if you remember, the Chargers. This one, they were in San Diego, and they had fires down in that area, and they moved the Charger game to Arizona.
Okay.
Sun Devil Stadium, I think.
The Superchargers.
Yeah. Sun Devil Stadium one time, so I think that's their kind of their easy.
Remember the basketball year after Katrina, that team played in OKC the whole season, you know?
Yeah.
And ultimately convinced the NBA that we needed to make OKC a permanent home because the fan base was so passionate about it.
Yeah, okay, so there is some precedence here. But yeah. That would, I mean, that does.
Did you look it up? Was I right? The Chargers.
I remember you bringing it up. Yeah. I do remember.
It was fires. There were fires in the Southern California, San Diego area, and the smoke was so bad that they were worried about the being able to breathe.
That was just 2017.
Was it? Okay. Yeah. There you go.
But for a playoff game to at home,
ooh, that'd be tough.
That would definitely Chargers. Suck there.
Yeah. I wonder how much that home field advantage is for the Rams. Like, I know there's not one for the Chargers, but it seems like when the 49ers go there, like, the Niners fans just take over. Like, the Rams
house is pretty good.
Yeah. I mean, they probably did gain some more. They won a Super Bowl. You know, you'd think that maybe they'd pick up some fans that way. But I guess if there's a team to have this happen to, not that it's fair, but maybe the Rams are most fair.
Good for the fans of L.A., though. They got two teams in the playoffs.
Yeah, they do.
How about that?
Yeah.
Pretty good.
What do you think about this here, Broadus, for the Texans game on Saturday?
That's a tradition like no other.
That's right. Gridiron Grub Beef Po' Boy.
Gridiron Grub.
I've never heard of.
All about the bread. What do we got going?
I've only understood like more of the seafood style, right, of Po' Boy.
No. We can make Italian beef sandwiches with Po' Boy bread.
Sounds like that's what this is. Sliced like peppers, roast beef.
And peppers.
Cajun beef gravy.
There you go.
Creamy horseradish sauce.
All right.
Green onions. And then they're just calling it a hoagie roll. I'm sure they're half-assing the roll.
This is kind of like a, you know, Chicago style, like a... beef sandwich from Chicago with the peppers and you could dip it in the, oh man, that's even better when you dip it in the au jus.
The au jus.
Yeah.
Now be careful, those Texans fans that are going to enjoy.
How much do we have a price?
I don't see the price on that one. But they do have a Red Stack Mac Attack Burger. Now this thing looks amazing, but the red is where you have to be careful. They're doing the food coloring thing with their home color of red. And they're infusing it into the bun. And we remember what happened when we had the Rangers one with the red and blue buns.
Yes.
And the way that comes out is just very, very off-putting.
Botulism looking?
Awful.
They had the Burger King people going crazy. Remember, they had those different color burgers?
Oh, my goodness.
For the Halloween wall.
Yeah.
That's where you have to get on the...
photos of their toilets and posting them online.
It's ridiculous. So I would say be careful of it, but it looks delicious. It's buffalo sauce, mac and cheese, smash hamburger patties. You got bacon on there, fried onions. Looks amazing, but that red food coloring in the bun is a bit of a dangerous game, I will say. Okay, now elsewhere we have some basketball leftovers. Let's go ahead and play this sound here from what was, some were calling it the dunk of the night. Now you had LeBron's dunk, you had Zion's dunk, but in the world of college basketball, you had Duke versus Pitt. And
last night,
the upcoming number one overall pick in the NBA draft is going to be Cooper Flagg, the freshman stud for Duke, and he steals the ball and he goes on just a berserk dunk here, posterizing, and I feel bad for this Pitt player.
They got it right the first time. And picked off. Flag on the attack. Look at the slam! And a foul! Oh, my! How about that one? Cooper Flag airborne for the slam! Yikes.
It was.
Was that Mark Few Jr. for Pitt transfer? Did he leave Gonzaga to go to Pitt?
That would be pretty funny. This was a really, really nasty dunk, and this has to be. You got to coach this out of your guys.
Like, he went chest to chest with the defender, bro. Yeah, you get dunked on. That's it.
And the way those college rims rattle upon the dunk, like
they got a microphone right there on that stuff.
The whole place went nuts. Yeah. The Duke fans just were losing their minds.
Cameron,
and I feel really, really bad for that Pitt player. You just got to know when to get out of the way. And that was as bad of a facial as you'll ever see.
Maybe in a situation, though, that like you could tell your grandkids one day that like You know, you got to go for it and try. This guy,
you're on a poster somewhere.
Yeah, this, you're having a beer. This guy was the number one overall pick. I blocked his shot one time. He tried to dunk on me.
Well, if you end up blocking the shot, you have to know yourself.
But now he's a story, too. He's like, remember your dad tried to block this guy's shot, and it didn't work out. You know?
Well, I don't mean to be a wet blanket, but I think that kid actually has a pretty good excuse here. It was clearly a double dribble in the backcourt. Don't know if you guys caught that.
Uh-oh. Oh, wow. Okay, so it should all be null and void.
That's a big-time hating right there,
He should have been calling that out. He should be going right to the ref. Double dribble, double dribble.
Yep. Double dribble.
Big-time hating, Dawson.
He picked it up. He was thinking outlet pass at the opposite three-point line and said, nope, putting this bad boy down left-handed into transition I go. And, you know, rest is history.
And then that guy transitioned.
What a play by me. into the heavens.
I just can't believe the refs let this guy get away with abusing me like that on the court.
It was a monster.
Trying to draw their attention.
Monster dunk. We do have some love in basketball to get to here. How about old Walker Kessler of the Jazz?
Yeah.
Do you know who his girlfriend is?
Oh, is this the Miss
Joy Taylor
girl or Miss Alabama?
She was Miss Alabama, but now she is Miss America.
Wow. Oh, there we go.
He was
watching. When did he watch watching win?
Yeah, team dinner. Yeah, him and all of his teammates are hanging out, and he's got his iPhone pulled up at dinner.
Is she Miss Texas?
She was Miss Alabama.
Miss Alabama, I'm sorry.
So,
thank you.
Yeah. Abby Stockard is her name, and she is now your Miss America. And so Walker Kessler, I mean, he's on the Jazz, but he's like one of the few bright spots on that team. And
I remember
and
he was watching
Miss
her.
America.
He was watching her when she won. He was super pumped for her.
Well, you've won, sir.
Yeah,
I'd
Walker
be super
Kessler
pumped for her too.
Yeah, that's pretty good stuff right there.
That's awesome.
Now I do. How do you guys feel about this? Apparently, the model Drea Michele.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man, that's so bad, bro.
She's taking her 22-year-old son.
She's doing that kid. So this is the same kid that she left at the house years ago to go party.
Yeah.
And she ended up catching the case for it because he didn't know where his mommy was, and he was hungry and stuff.
What?
Yeah.
What?
Same kid. She's putting this kid through hell. Oh. But mama's got to get that bag, though, baby.
22-year-old kid.
I don't know anything about this woman.
Okay.
This sounds terrible.
She used to date Scandrick.
Sure did.
She did.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
That's what she said. She also said she liked the blinds down at the house, turn the heat up, and get into an argument. Let's have it out. Remember that, Dawson? She said she wanted to have it out.
I do. I remember that. Yeah. That was a great time.
Blinds.
Great time.
That was a great time.
It was.
Yeah. I started doing that at my house.
So she's gone viral because she took her 22-year-old son courtside to see his, 22-year-old stepdad, Jalen Green, play basketball for the Rockets.
Okay.
So she's like 40 years old. She has a 22-year-old son, but now she's dating a 22-year-old basketball player who of course is Jalen Green of the Rockets. So I mean, at this point, you're 22 years old. If you're the son, you can say thanks but no thanks, ma. You know,
yeah.
Like, I don't need to go sit courtside with you to watch the guy who I might be a couple of months older than and is now shagging up with you.
I mean, it's just gonna bring more embarrassment. My guys are razzing me just a little bit more for mom's behavior. I don't know, maybe he's used to it, you know, from growing up watching, you know, mom pull that off.
That could be.
That's a tough look, man. Yeah, really, really unfortunate there. Let's see. We have. How about Victor Wembanyama playing? This was from a couple of days ago, but playing in his 100th game.
Oh, I can say chess.
In his first 100 career games, he has more points than LeBron, Durant, and Carmelo ever had in their first hundo.
Hmm.
More rebounds than Anthony Davis, Patrick Ewing, and Joel Embiid. More blocks than Shaq, Mutombo, or Olajuwon, and more threes than Curry, Clay, and Trae Young.
Yeah, that's what makes this season so important for the Mavericks.
Oh,
you know, they get
gosh.
They get healthy because this guy is going to have a reign of terror.
Yeah,
once he gets it all figured out, there's still a little bit of uneasiness to his game. I think there's some strength to gather, and then you know, figure out how to get the right pieces around him. But this is going to be the biggest dominant force we've seen since Shaq, maybe bigger than Shaq.
Yeah, man. I mean, that is just that's next level when you break it down like that. First 100 games, and he can do everything.
Yeah, and there's something to be said for the European model for getting players ready to play as well. I mean, you were in a professional environment from the time you're 13 or 14 years old in a lot of these situations. And at junior academies, they're replicating that type of deal all the way down to 8 or 9 years old, where you leave the house. You're going to school and learning basketball 24/7, 365. Yeah, and I think we need to come to grips with it. it. You know, we see in soccer how difficult it is to catch the European model, even though we've been obsessed with the sport here in America now for going on 30 years. We're not making a ton of progress. And that's one thing, because they had such a head start. But now that they're applying that approach to basketball, it's starting to get humiliating how many of the MVP candidates aren't from the U.S.
Also, just the DNA factor. Can anybody look up like the parents of Wembanyama? Okay. Like, are his mom and dad? What is it about them? Like, where? Yeah, like, how did he get this one of one genetic makeup here? Would love to know the details on that.
We know how it happened for Yao Ming. I mean, they were actively trying to make great basketball teams, you know, and we got a couple. We got Yao, we got Wang Zhuzhu, a couple of other dudes. But
so they were like bringing dudes and girls together like, hey, you guys would make a pretty awesome specie man of a baby.
Let's go ahead and make this happen. Father Felix Wembanyama, former track and field athlete, specialized in the long and the triple.
Okay, what, the long jump?
Yeah.
So that would be a long-legged dude.
Yeah. Oh, the high jump.
The high jump, yeah, there
and
you go.
And mom kind of like Lively, was a basketball player and coach.
Okay. Athlete.
I wonder what this, maybe he's probably getting the size from mom then. Maybe mom was pretty tall.
Yeah, mom looks almost as tall as his younger brother. And I mean, she's going up to like just under the shoulders of Wemby. So if he's 7 foot, she's got to be pretty tall. So 6 foot
mom? Yeah. Yeah, mom's 6'2", dad 6'6".
Okay. Mom is 6'2".
There we go.
Oh, my Lord. I was going to say, mom was almost damn near as tall as her son. I mean.
Mama got some big ass feet.
Yeah.
Just saying.
Which is not a deal breaker, right? That can actually be a good thing?
I don't know.
Maybe not?
No. Okay,
I'm taking a check the ankles.
Not my wheelhouse.
Big floppy ass.
But what do those ankles look like?
It's all about the ankles, baby. And if she was a basketball player, I bet she had some damn good ankles. All right, what do you guys think? Did you guys see Flannoy having to foot the bill for the wide receiver dinner?
Okay, did I see right? It was over $17,000?
Yes, yes.
That is, and Brandon Cooks kind of looked a little bit like, oh, I feel bad for you, bro.
Yeah, he had that vibe where I could see behind closed doors, Brandon Cooks was shooting a Venmo over to Flannoy for like maybe like 5 Gbos just to offset some things a little bit. But yeah, I guess it was just the wide receiver group and the rookie, of course, being Ryan Flannoy. And it was, just a hair under 18K.
Nick and Sam's?
I don't know.
It definitely was a steakhouse. I don't know which
tell.
One. Maybe it was Nick and Sam's.
You think it was the steakhouse
at D-Lincoln?
D-Lincoln.
Might have been D-Lincoln. Well, that would make sense.
That's a good
one. A day three pick, boy, that's tough.
Yeah. Dude,
that's a game check right there, right?
That's tough sledding,
six
bro.
Round pick.
I mean, we made a big deal out about Dez's back in 2010 being like $40,000. I would think, though, this is a higher percentage of the income.
Yeah. Yeah, that's some heavy lifting there. I would love to see that. You can't get a good look at the receipt to like get the itemized list of what it is they crushed, but I bet it was a hell of an evening.
They do silly things to you there, like ordering the most rare bottle of wine in the house, buying $200 appetizers and throwing them in the garbage.
Shout out to Louie.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. You get a steak to take home for your dog.
Yeah, yeah.
Tomahawk for the pup.
Yeah, they get obscene with you. Disrespectful.
This is your meal prep. You're going to eat for the next 6 days.
Did you see there was some team the other day that ran a trick on one of their guys? Like they did a deal where they had like over 100, it was almost like $100,000. They just itemized the thing, this bill.
Oh, they gave him a fake receipt?
They gave him a fake receipt. And then the guy just like
vomited.
Yeah, like I don't know how I'm going to do this. And then they gave him the real one, that kind of thing. And
that's good healthy hazing right there.
Yeah. And they gave him this fake receipt. And he just like almost.
Then all of a sudden, $20,000, you're like, thank God. Yeah. You know, all of a sudden the perspective changes a little bit.
I hope they left it there for a while first before they said, hey, we got you.
Oh, they were filming him, and you could tell he was just like looking down, like, how am I going to cover this, you know?
Fake laughing. Oh, yeah. What do I do?
You go sit in silence the rest of the night.
Call my agent on this, financial advisor, or just get to fighting. Because I am not paying $100,000 for y'all's dinner. Yeah. Especially, I don't even know if I'm going to be on the team come training camp.
Yeah, seriously, dude. That's always ridiculous. Now, I don't know about y'all's algorithm, but it seems like my algorithm has indicated to me that pickleball courts are quickly becoming the number one place to get your ass kicked.
Really?
I don't know. all the different like fight video accounts.
Fighting at the they're all pickleball.
Yeah, I just see a ton of, and it's always the funniest part. It's always like family members or just like middle-aged men and women
taking it way too serious.
Court right now is a hot spot for, like, if you just want to go post up and do some people watching at your local pickleball court, there's a decent chance, again, according to my algorithm, that you're going to see a fight break out.
Man, I'm surprised it's still hot. It seems like we've been going for 2 or 3 years with everybody having pickleball mania. I thought it would have run its course by now, but very popular sport. Apparently, people are passionate about it.
They really are.
All righty.
And then finally, I just wanted to point this out. Apparently, Costco is building apartments above its stores.
There you go.
To address the affordable housing crisis starting early this year. Now, apparently, like,
isn't that Idiocracy?
I don't even know what that means, but potentially, I think there's a good chance of that.
Costco turned into like a small town.
Like the movie?
Yeah. But yeah, I mean, you're talking about,
they got pizza and hot dogs.
Walking downstairs and getting $1.50 dog.
Yeah. I've wondered about doing this at a Walmart.
You have so much space on top, you might as well. You know, you're paying for the real estate. Let's go ahead and make this a multi-use facility.
Apparently, Los Angeles is going to be the first residential complex with 800 apartments and a built-in store.
Can you imagine how bad that parking's going to be, though?
Whew. Oh, yeah, that's a good call. You got to have some type of garage.
It's already brutal at Costco.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, they'll probably put a garage underneath.
But, I mean, you get a free membership to Costco. You get a rooftop pool, fitness area, gardens, courtyards, and a community space.
Nice.
So, but you're like, yeah, just massive. I live at Costco.
It's going to be incestuous, by the way. I'm just letting you know that right now it's going to be incestuous.
Yeah. It's going to be trouble.
Yeah.
That's for
Maybe
sure.
they should have started this thing in Arkansas.
It's going to be wild.
Yeah. You got a lot going on there. The best perk I ever had in an apartment building, we were right next to the best YMCA in town that had the best basketball games, and you got a free membership with your apartment. That closed me pretty good.
But the idea that you could just be sitting there, like, watching a movie at your place, you're like, crap, I don't have the snack that I want. Boom. Yeah. Buzz on over.
Yeah. Yeah. Or they'd be like, man, we need somebody to fill this thing. Eric stays in 7. Go get him.
Yeah. Everything's in bulk, right? You can't just get, like, individual things. So I'm buying for, like, a month.
But think of how cheap the DoorDash would be there from downstairs.
Oh,
you got to jump in the elevator. Yeah.
Your DoorDash. You got to put in the tip factor. But, yeah, I hear
you. No, but seriously, you ever sit on the toilet and realize you're out of toilet paper? Now, all of a sudden, striking distance, you could get the DoorDash right to your front doorstep of a lifetime supply of toilet paper.
Might be there before your feet go numb. All right. Thank you, Chief. We'll crosstalk with the Fan After Dark, see what they have cooking here for you on a Wednesday night coming up next. Thank you very much, Lucius. It is the G-Bag Nation here on 105 through the Fan. Cowboys crosstalk is coming up from 7 to 8. Tony Tolbert is going to join Bobby Belt and the crew. Is that a 3-time Super Bowl champion, Tony Tolbert?
I think so.
Yeah. Multiples at least.
Yeah.
So we'll get the full details coming up here with Tony at 7 o'clock. And then after that, you'll get the Fan After Dark with the Blake and Fred tonight, I believe, although I don't see Fred right now. Blake, how you doing?
I'm doing great. I'm feeling blessed. Our boy Fred is, let's just say he's preoccupied for all the fatties out there. When he comes in, I want you guys to berate him with text asking him where he was. I know exactly where he's at right now. Let's just say he's having a good time, but he'll be here. Oh. Hopefully the next 5-6 minutes, I would hope.
It's not the fake high school football?
No fake high school football show. We'll leave it at that.
Okay.
He's having a good time.
Good for Fred.
It sounds to me like he is over at Baby Dolls right now.
Amanda to the stage.
Juvenile shots at $1.50. Grab your favorite waitress.
Would you ask?
He would be a great adult club DJ, by the way. Fred would.
Yeah,
yes, he would. Fred would be great. Maybe he's auditioning.
No, he's done the voice before. Coming to the stage now, Peaches coming to the stage. He's done it before. It's pretty good. But no, I'm sure he'll tell everybody on the air what he was doing when he comes in here. It's not my business to share, but he's having a good time.
But you're his radio partner, man. You're supposed to share those things.
Oh, I'll tell you guys in about 4 minutes.
Okay, looking forward to that.
Who's the lucky lady?
I was going to ask who the lucky guy was.
Yeah, I have to ask Freddie D.
Okay. All right, Fred Davis will be in here along with Blake coming up 8 to 11. Would like to tell you, the Rangers Hot Stove Show Fun has been rescheduled for Monday. It'll be downstairs in the performance showroom here at 75 and Fitzhugh. Marcus Semien retained. Okay, so Simeon's going to be here signing autographs. The World Series trophy is going to be here. Rangers giveaway, including tickets and other prizes. And that'll be Monday night at 6:30. Was originally scheduled for tomorrow, but that that weather's still coming
in. Yeah, Dawson, I hate to say, but our draft show on with DallasCowboys.com got moved to Monday, too. So no draft show tomorrow.
Well, that's tough.
So it is tough.
What's coming up for you guys tonight?
We're going to have a great program as all. It's Wednesday, so you know that we're going to do haikus. We also might look at the college football playoffs and kind of lean into that and give our predictions for that. Obviously, our first game between Notre Dame and Penn State going down tomorrow. It's crazy how fast the football season moves. At one point, the season's starting and we're making projections, and now we're already looking at draft players from college to NFL.
It is. It's unbelievable how fast just the football season goes. It's like, boom.
Is it the quickest? Is it the quickest? I would think so, right? Football season?
Yes.
No other sport's quicker, right? That we follow, you know, major.
It's definitely not baseball.
Yeah, definitely. You're 4 months, you know.
Baseball's the longest, I would say.
Baseball, basketball, hockey, I think at least 6 months. What's the closest you've ever been to a fire, either in a house or in the outdoors?
Okay.
I'm sure you've put something in the microwave that didn't belong, Blake.
He said, I'm sure.
This is why we're boys, because that's exactly where the story was going. So I was watching TV, and then I said I needed some chicken nuggets. So I went in the fridge. So when I still lived with my mother, shout out Mama Kim, got the chicken nuggets, put them in the, not the refrigerator, in the microwave.
Box and all.
Clicked 200, one extra zero. Didn't realize at the time. Uh-oh. So I go back around the corner. I'm watching SpongeBob. Don't have a phone at the time. I'm just staring at the TV. And then next thing I know, my mom's screaming, why is there smoke? And I'm like, there ain't smoke. What are we talking about? And then I go around the corner and the microwave is on fire. So I guess that would be the closest. Setting my microwave on fire with chicken nuggets because I put 20 minutes instead of two. But I think that's a veteran mistake. I wasn't too hard on myself after said mistake.
You were 25
years old. I
wasn't
too hard on myself.
No.
Was the fire coming out of the microwave?
Oh, yeah, it was coming out. The microwave had already...
the cabinets on fire?
Yeah. No, I don't want to say the cabinets were on fire. There definitely was smoke. So
you need a new microwave?
Yes. Okay. Mom didn't make me pay for it, though. So I was like, I don't know.
And mom needed a new son.
Yep. 11, yeah. 10, 9, somewhere around there.
Fred Davis stepping in studio now, half of the Fan After Dark. Blake just gave a hell of a tease on.
He did.
On where really, you've been.
And Fred smells very interesting.
You've got a great afterglow.
I wish it was as exciting as he made it out to be. No, you know, a friend of mine came up from Houston, had a little grub down the street. Boom, here we are.
Having a nice little dinner with a
That's
friend.
That's it. That's I love it.
What's the closest you've ever been to fire, either inside or in the outdoors?
Oh, man. I mean, this is going to sound terrible. Back in my drinking days, I got so drunk one night, I passed out.
There we go.
And
there we go.
I left a pan that was boiling water on the stove.
Yeah, on the range.
And it was burning, and the HFD came to my door.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
Beating on my door. Like, okay. Hey, there's smoke billowing out of your apartment, and your boy was cooked.
You were trying to make mac and cheese. Went to Kraft mac and cheese, weren't you?
Trying to make something. I don't know.
That's Kraft. Boiling water drunk is Kraft mac and cheese.
Tomato meal.
Maybe a hot dog.
Malto.
Did they have to kick in the door? Or did they wake you up?
They woke me up. Malto. They woke me up. And you know what the funny part was that I had my balcony door sliding door open. Yeah. So the screen was there. So there, I mean, one dude's beating on the door. One guy, they're screaming at me. And then I wake up and, you know, the smoke alarm. I mean, it was.
That's a miserable way to wake up.
Yeah, I'm like, what? What's all the fuss about?
You're 39 years old.
No, this was.
Last week.
No, I haven't drank in 9 years. So this would have been late. No, this would have been about 30-31.
Was that the rock bottom moment?
Oh, no.
That was just the beginning.
That's what he said. What he said, I do.
Should have been, but no.
Have to get that story another day.
Yes, you will. Yes, you
was
will.
Anything else on fire?
No, that was it.
It was just smelling and smoking a lot?
That was it. I mean, we had to throw the pan out, but yeah.
Of course.
Hey,
right on.
You can always buy a new pan.
Well, that's fairly tame.
We
can
survive.
Anybody beat that tomorrow? Anybody beat that as far as, like, did you almost suffer a life-threatening event in a house, in a wildfire?
No. Almost burned the front yard with some fireworks.
That's pretty good.
You had to go out there and, you know, fan it off.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. With a rug, burn the rug up too and everything.
Yeah, I had in college, I had a buddy throw a chair, a wicker chair, into a fire pit, a fireplace. and the flue was closed.
Flume.
Oh, flume no. was closed. So the flames just came out into the living room.
Oh.
And we were about 10 seconds from calling the fire department, but somebody got a garden hose and managed to put it out.
What
thanks to Lucius Alexander and the Pink Cup at Master Control. Thanks to Wolchuk and Chiafalo and Brian Broaddus. Fan After Dark coming up 8 to 11. Tony Tolbert with Bobby Belt and the Cowboys Crosstalk guys here coming up 7 to 8. Until tomorrow at 2, you're going home with the G-Bag Nation. At ease.